This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
I go hard, cuz. Hey, you guys. Oh, let me go ahead and mute that. How y'all doing? Hope everybody's doing good today. I'm here. I'm on time. I'm ready. Hope y'all are doing good. Shout out Blue Gang. I see y'all in the Discord with all the blue hearts. That's what's up. Oh my goodness. It's been a long few days, but today I got time. So I'm here. It's a lot to talk about. It's so much tea going on. A lot of just crazy stuff in the industry. Got some heartbreaking stuff. Got some, you know, good news. Just, you know, a wide variety of stuff. So I'm glad you guys were able to join me this evening. Let me just go ahead and get everything ready, honey. Make sure my screens are up. Make sure everything is together. Yes. I see a lot of people in here. That's what's up. Let's see. We have a super chat. Jaquez 1229. Says, word on the street is that Indian Red Boy was killed over his homie Baby Capone's actions when he defaced Nipsey's mural. Thank you for the super chat, love. Sidarius Brooks sent $4.99. Thank you. And Amanda Sand sent a $9.99 sticker. Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. Yes, we're going to get into the tea. Man, this is really disturbing. I didn't post it on Instagram just because y'all know Instagram be fuck with me, hoodie. I can't post anything on Instagram. But we talked about it in the Discord. I posted it there. So for y'all who don't know, there's a young man, very handsome young man, 21 years old. He goes by the name of Indian Red Boy. And so what's going down is that basically it's a lot of just gangbanging nonsense. And so you have a lot of young people out here who, once again, are trying to do anything for clout. So him and his friend, well, I think it was mainly his friend, but, you know, guilt by association. His friend Capone had allegedly tagged on Nipsey Hussle's memorial. And so y'all remember Nipsey's friend, the cowboy that was always had on the big country hat. You know, he was very upset. They just totally disrespected the mural. And so instead of them doing this in the cloak of night and then, you know, running off, these people are so bold now that they'll record themselves doing stuff and then take it to World Star Hip Hop. And we're talking a bunch of mess on World Star, you know, didn't care. We're antagonizing the Rolling 60s and saying, you know, y'all ain't gonna do nothing. And I mean, it's just a bunch of mess. I'm gonna show y'all just some of the clips. I'm not gonna show y'all the young man getting killed. I'm not going to do that, but I'm just going to show you guys what kind of led up to it. So let me go ahead and share my screen here. Just give me just a second. Very disturbing. So here goes just some of the video here.
Oh, yeah, it's bad. I'm running.
Y'all can hop off my dick with y'all badasses. Yeah. Yeah, try it.
You know, sorry, dude.
Y'all can hop off my dick with y'all mad asses.
And all of this is on World Star Hip Hop.
Yeah, try it.
We all saw it, dude.
Yeah, nigga, fuck this is your mom. Nigga, fuck me after you hustle, nigga. Fuck
more y'all do, die.
And that's the man that got killed with the long hair. So let me come back on the screen. So that's the young man. You guys see them. They're throwing up gang signs and all this stuff. And I just think the whole situation is just unfortunate. I don't think that this is what Nipsey Hussle would have wanted in his memory. You know, the thing that just doesn't make sense to me is that the whole gangbanging thing, it's like the fact that it's still going on generation after generation after generation. You know, I grew up in the 90s when gangbanging was at its peak. From LA to Minneapolis to New York to just, it was at its peak, you know. And you would think that after a while, people would see that there's no way out. It's either death or the penitentiary. But yet instead, we have a whole new generation perpetuating the same thing. Even the young boy that Reese beats, you know, I love Reese Beats as a beat maker. He's the one who did the remix to the Today I Got Time Cuz. Even that young man was killed a few months ago. You know, so it's real out here. And I just don't understand, like, why these young boys are still perpetuating this lifestyle. It just doesn't make any sense to me. So the video was so disturbing. And my son, I went by my mom's to go visit the boys. And me and my oldest was talking. He was asking me, he's like, have you seen the Indian Red Boy video? I was like, I saw it. I said, that was so disturbing. I said, well, how did you feel about it? Because my son is 20. They're all around the same age. And he was like, it was sad watching it, you know, watching him like trying to breathe and cry for help. He's like, that was like just really disturbing. And, you know, at that point, I get into mommy mode. I get into preacher mode. And, you know, and I was telling him, I said, you know, this is why we have to be careful with the words that we speak, the power of the tongue. Because if you guys don't realize in that video that I'm not going to show, him and Capone were having a conversation about not being strapped. And he said, what would you do? You know, if you out and about, you don't have no strap on you. And Capone's like, I will fight him with these. The second he pulls up his fist, all you hear is pop, 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 pop. And you could just, you know, I'm like trying to, because I'm shocked for the first time I'm watching. I'm like, what the hell? And you can tell he's kind of shocked. And you can, you know, you can literally almost feel the bullets hitting the boy. Because he's like jerking up like, you know, and his face is turning. He's trying to figure out what's going on. And everybody's in the live stream like, what the fuck? What just happened? And then he comes on the screen. There's blood dripping down his nose. It almost looked like a movie, but it was not a movie. And he's like, help, help. And Capone's like, where are you at? And he's like, and he's trying to whisper Hawthorne. Like, that was heartbreaking to me as a mother to watch that, because that young man's young enough to be my child. That was heartbreaking. You know what I'm saying? Very, very disturbing that his last moments on camera was him talking about not being strapped, just him, you know, being on some gangbanger shit, only for somebody to find him and shoot him. Some people are saying that he was set up by a female. Other people are saying it was, you know, Nipsey's gang. I don't know. You know, that's why I leave stuff for the police. I don't know who was behind it, but that was very, very, very disturbing, you know. And I'm sure he's done a lot of things in the streets, as have other people. You know what I'm saying? But I don't wish death on anybody. It was just very heartbreaking to watch that live. And it just shows you how precious life is, how short life is, that you can be here one moment, FaceTiming with your homeboy without a care in the world. But when death called on him, you could see the sheer terror in his eyes. You could tell he was scared. He wanted help. Death is not glamorous. It's not a movie. There's no second take. And once your life is over, it is over. And I hope that these young men, you know, his friends, all the ones in the videos throwing up gang signs and making it look cool, I hope instead of them running to retaliate and you know, continue this whole bullshit cycle, I hope they take that as a lesson and use that as a second chance, because those bullets could have very well hit the boy Capone, who was in the car bragging with the gun, instead of his homeboy. Because like I said, it was death by proximity. Indian Red Boy was the rapper. He didn't necessarily tag up the, you know, the mural. His homeboy did. So they just felt like get whoever they can get at the time. I just hope that they use this to change their life around and to understand that gangbanging is not a lifestyle, it's a death style. Point blank, period. It was just that was just, oh, it was such a heartbreaking video, you know. But I had a long conversation with my boys about it. But yeah, there's nothing glamorous about that. There's nothing glamorous that at the age of 21, this young man's life has been snuffed out. There's no coming back from that. And you can tell he wasn't ready to go. At 21 years old, he had his whole life ahead of him. And it's gone. Why? Because of internet clout. Because of World Star Hip Hop. Because of them. And I'm not blaming World Star Hip Hop, but because of them wanting to go viral and send the video to World Star and it going viral all over social media. That's why I say a lot of these things do not happen by happenstance. And we have to understand that the devil's always busy. You know, and like I always say, social media is just another realm in this dimension. It's just another realm. And a lot of the things that you do on the internet, people for some reason think the internet just is a whole nother place and it has nothing to do with the real world. The internet has real world consequences. And this is proof in living color. And I hope that all the young men who ran across that video, all the folks on Twitter and Instagram who were sharing the video and watching the video, because he was trending all day this, you know, the whole weekend. I hope people take something from that as opposed to just being voyeuristic and watching somebody die on camera. I hope, especially these young men out here, understand that life is short and gangbanging gets you nowhere. It gets you nowhere. So my heart goes out to him and his family. You know what I'm saying? The whole situation is very disturbing. I'm going to go ahead and play you guys the news clip. So go ahead and check this out.
The homicide investigation underway right now in Hawthorne.
Let's go to Desmond Shaw in Sky 9 with the latest.
Jeff and Susie, we're off of Chandran Avenue in the city of Hawthorne, and you can see Hawthorne PD. They are wrapping up their investigation. They're still taking some photographs. We watched the corner just a wheel the body away. It is a male in his 20s that was shot and killed inside this car. There are a lot of bullet holes inside that windshield. We zoomed in earlier and saw that. So they responded earlier this evening to reports of a man who was shot in the face and died at the scene. So again, coroner's just wrapped up their investigation. We're watching the family over here on the side, very distraught, as you can imagine. I'll wind down and show you as well. Hawthorne PD has been having some kind of issues with crowd control. Down here on this corner, a large crowd has gathered. They set up a skirmish line. So there was some kind of issue here, possibly with a confrontation. They're trying to keep people out of this crime scene so that they can wrap up their investigation. But a man in his 20s dead tonight after being shot in the face. Live at Sky 9 overhead. I'm Desmond Shaw. Jeff and Susie, back to you in the studio.
All right. So y'all just saw that news clip, and that's what it is. You know, a man in his 20s dead over nothing. He'll never get a chance to grow old and, you know, turn around in his 30s and 40s and say, you know what? I was a stupid young person. I made mistakes, but I've learned from them. And this is who I am now in my 40s. He'll never get that opportunity. So hopefully his homeboys who helped encourage this foolishness, hopefully they'll learn from it and they'll grow old and change their ways. You know what I'm saying? And perpetuate something better to the youth. But it's going to be a waiting game. So at this point, if you are in Cali, I would say be extra vigilant, because I just, you know, again, the tit for tat, the two gangs, just be very, very careful, because when things like this happen and things go viral, there's retaliation and a lot of innocent people end up getting hurt, unfortunately. So I would just say be very, very vigilant. Let me go ahead and read some of these super chats here. T the Pot sent $4.99 says, love you, T. Been watching since 2014. Since my brother Tyrocious Durham put me on to your YouTube. Thank you so much. And thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Young Kobe sent $2. Says, love you, T. Crips versus Blood is still a thing. Absolutely. Yep, it's definitely still a thing, and especially in places like Cali where, you know, all of it started. You know, it's not a joke to those people in those neighborhoods. They take that very, very seriously. You know, it's sad. You know, I wish we would take things that really, you know, affect us more seriously, like voting and, you know, knowing who your mayors are and your electoral candidates. But yes, it's very, very serious in certain cities. Michelle Unveil sent $9.99 says, yes, girl, I moved back to LA after 20 years, 2 years ago from Ratchet, Florida, and I feel like I've moved to hell. Yeah, a lot of these major cities are going through it, from Cali to Atlanta to the Twin Cities. Like, major cities right now are going through hell. Right now, it's so bad in Atlanta. I don't know if you guys know this, but they're doing a lot of these shootings, these freeway shootings. kind of like what killed Mo 3 in Texas. That's starting to be the end thing now in Atlanta, where people are looking for their ops or people they have beef with, and they're shooting them on the freeway, then getting off on the next exit. I mean, the world is just, it's getting crazy. It's getting really bad. Even Buckhead is not safe at all. Between the carjackings and just, you know, restaurants and businesses that have been open for years are shutting down in Buckhead. It's gotten that bad. It's some type of just energy. It seems like all the bad energy from 2020 has definitely trickled into 2021, unfortunately. So stay safe and thank you so much for the super chat. Therapy Queen says, I just wanted to stop by and say you're awesome in class right now. I will catch the playback later. Thank you, sis. Thank you for coming through. I appreciate you. Thanks for the $20 super chat. T-Cent5 says, Tammy, I love your channel. Hit the like button, T-Sippers and haters. Can't wait for the Discord to open up again so I can come back. Thank you for the super chat. Yvette Rivera San 20 says, hey, T, just wanted to say God bless you and your smile and laugh and the laugh that you put on my face. Thank you. But also want to say I appreciate all that you do for us. You are so welcome. Thank you so much for the super chat. Thanks for coming through today. Little Eyed San 2499 says, hey, T, I'm on my way home about to board the plane. Honey, I have to watch the playback. Blessings to you always. Hit the like button, y'all. Please stay safe out here. Exactly. Thank you so much for coming through. Appreciate you. Makeup Assassin sent $4.99. She says the worst part is his family had to see that viral video of his last breath. Lord Jesus, it's scary raising black sons in this day and age. It really is. And yeah, I definitely feel bad for the family, you know, that they're having to see their loved one like that. Because like I said, it's everywhere. It's all over social media, you know, but I just hope that people take that as a lesson and understand that the energy that you put out there can come back, you know, and maybe it'd have been a lot better if somebody would have retaliated by just, you know, tagging up their neighborhood. But again, whenever you put out certain energy, you can't determine the way it comes back to you. And I'm sure he was not expecting to be hit 12 times. So yeah, I definitely feel bad for his family for having to see that. Let's see here. Boss Lady says, Zarell's a relative. He wasn't about that life, hanging with the wrong crowd. His mama is distraught with the video being shared. My family watched the live. Oh, wow. So looks like Zarell's family members in here, Boss Lady. And so she's saying that he wasn't necessarily a gangbanger, but he was hanging with the wrong crowd. And that's another thing, you know, like I said earlier, you know, even though he wasn't even the one who tagged the wall, it was death by association. That's why sometimes you have to watch the people that you surround yourself with. And when you have goals, when you have dreams, you cannot surround yourself with people who have nothing to live for. Because unfortunately, they're just their energy is a dream killer, is a vibe killer. You know, so that's really unfortunate. Sorry to you and your family for, you know, losing that young man. Thank you for coming through and, you know, sharing your story with us. Let's see here. Hamid. Oh, I don't know. It's freezing up. Hold on. Hamid sent $4.99 says, I have to block someone who retweeted that graphic video on my timeline. It's absolutely disturbing and sickening. Well, I mean, that's the world that we live in, you know. And it's unfortunately, it's nothing new. When I was growing up, we didn't have social media, but we had, who remembers in the 90s, child? It's so old. Who remembers Faces of Death? You know, like human beings are just graphic. We're, you know, we're gawkers by nature. We love to see a good train wreck. And it's as morbid as that sounds, I'm not surprised that that video spread like wildfire. Because I remember in the 90s, it was, you know, Faces of Death. And that wasn't on social media. It was people just sharing the video, you know? So yeah, it was crazy. So I want to go ahead here and kind of segue from that. I just hope that, you know, they find out who did it and, you know, whoever did it, they end up getting locked up. You know, it's sad that that young man's life was snuffed out. So I want to go ahead and segue, child, into all this mess that's been going on. So let me talk about what happened this weekend first with Tyena Williams, G Herbo and Ari. So if you guys don't know, Ari has been promoting her birthday party for the past few weeks now. It was supposed to be some type of, I guess, lingerie birthday party. And so everybody was there. You know, Moneybag Yo got her beautiful pink and black truck. I forgot. Well, I don't know. Y'all can write down the brand. But he got her a big old truck. And so it was funny because they caught G Herbo coming into the party. And so everybody was talking about this. Let me find the clip here of G Herbo walking into Ari's party. This was like the talk of the town. He was trending on social media. The baby's mother was trending on social media. She was clearly in her feelings. Let's see if I have the clip here. I don't see the clip. I had it here, but I'm not seeing it. Let me check one more time. Okay, I don't know. It's not here. But anyways, he's walking into the party. He has a good time. And so if you guys don't know, he recently had a baby with Emily B's daughter and Fabulous' stepdaughter, Taina. So they had a little boy together. And so after he was spotted, some people on social media being messy were like, oh, you know, that's crazy. Why would he go to his baby's mother's birthday party? That's so messy. And my thing is, if they have a cool relationship, why wouldn't he go? You know what I'm saying? It was the talk of Atlanta. Why wouldn't he go to the party? So Taina got in her feelings, and she decided to basically unfollow G Herbo, who was her baby's father. So they were trending all weekend, and people were clowning her. They were clowning him. Now, what I find very interesting is this, and a lot of people don't want to talk about it, but it's funny that they both unfollowed each other. Taina was in her feelings. She felt some type of way. But this is why I always tell people, once again, I don't care if it's just, you know, karma is karma. And you got to watch, you know what I'm saying, how you treat women and how you treat other people. Because let's not forget, she was G Herbo's side chick when he was with Ari. When Ari had her baby, Taina Williams had no problem creeping with G Herbo. And when Ari was blasting her and going off about everything, people said she was over-exaggerating, you're tripping, you know, you're always, you know, mad about something. And then what happened a year later, they came out and announced that they were together. But that's who Ari had been blasting for months. So I'm going to show you guys some of these old clips here. Give me just a second. Okay, so this was 3 years ago. So that's when he used to be with Ari, and she had just had, you know, the little baby. And so you see here, Taina's posting pictures of herself, and he's clearly in the comment section talking, you know, saying little things, liking her pictures and stuff like that. And so then when Ari found out, she had wrote this. She says, I'm single. I'm only addressing this because you weak assholes, fucking folks. I'm not going to lie. It's embarrassing because y'all so weak. So I don't want y'all thinking y'all fucking my nigga. Fuck at your own risk. So that is what Ari has said. Then she went on to say this. Y'all keep saying shit about me putting people in my business. But the bigger picture is I don't need bitches out here thinking they cute and fucking my nigga. Honestly, what's the most embarrassing is the niggas out here fucking hoes that look up to me. Okay. So that's what she was saying a few years ago. So now it's very funny that this same young girl is in her feelings because her baby's father, she just had her baby with him and he left her at home to breastfeed while he went to go party. But when Ari had her child, he left her at home to breastfeed to go kick it with Taina, whatever they say her damn name. So I don't feel bad for her. I don't feel bad for her at all. You know what I'm saying? So now once everybody was clowning her, like, how are you going to get in your feelings because he went to her birthday party when you were the side chick? Then she decided to say this. Let me find her response that she put out earlier today. She basically said something like, she's not leaving him. Let me pull this up here. I had so many pages. It's like some of them fell through. Okay, here it is. All right, let me go ahead and pull this up real quick here. So this was her after she got clowned all weekend. This was her response to the whole situation. So this is him walking into the party. So let me show y'all that. So that was him walking into the party. Then, as you guys see, they had unfollowed each other. So then today, she came out and said, "That's still my man. He's just blocked. Nothing to see here." Okay, first of all, she's Emily B's daughter. So who's shocked that that's still going to be her man? She learned from the best. Emily B's walking around here with partial implants and missing teeth that she got to take out every night to brush. Okay, and she went and had a whole baby with Fabulous after he knocked out her teeth. So I'm not surprised at all that she's still with him and she's still claiming him as her man, even though that they've unfollowed each other. So I just thought it was funny. That was like just instant karma because she did the same thing to this young. And I'm not no big fan of Ari because I feel like Ari talks to her followers crazy. I don't follow the little girl, you know, because she's a little girl to me. But I feel like she talks, you know, y'all say anything about her sideways. Y'all are too broke to understand. Y'all are too poor to, you know, to speak her language. I don't have time for her arrogance, but that aside, I think what that girl put her through was messed up because they always made Ari to be the bad guy. Oh, she's ghetto. She's from Chicago. She's just mad because, you know, Taina's pretty or whatever people were saying. And all that didn't matter. She was wrong. She was messing with that girl's baby's father after she had her son. So it's very funny now that she's nervous that G Herbo may still be creeping with Ari. And that's why she got in her feelings. So I feel no way, but you know, their baby's adorable. Good luck to her. But you know, like they say, how you get them is how you lose them. So, you know, be prepared that he's going to run out on you and do the same thing. Cause see, it's fun when you're the side chick, it's exciting. It's invigorating. It's something new because you're not that woman at home crying and going through it. But see, now you're in a situation where you have a child with him. You didn't just leave it as being the side chick and having fun. Now you went ahead and had a whole child with him. So be prepared when he decides to leave you for the next fly young thing. That's why I say sometimes, unfortunately, there's no girl code. You know, we talk all this stuff about women need to come together and there needs to be a sisterhood. All that shit is dead, honey. Child. They're not worried about a sisterhood. They're worried about some good dick, okay? Let's keep that real. That's what the hell they're damn worried about. Good dick and status. They don't care about no damn sisterhood. Shit, look at Portia's old ass running around here. Be a proud side chick, too. Can't make it up. Listen here. Chanel Ward. Chanel Ward said 1999. She says they are trying to start a war in L.A. like in the 80s and 90s. That's why I left L.A. years ago and moved back. Shake my head. I see my little nephew in that baby. Oh, yeah, I believe it. I believe it. And social media is definitely fueling a lot of the nonsense, unfortunately. But thank you for the super chat, love. BT says, T, I'm watching the iCarly reboot, and they made a joke about the sculpture Spacer built, which was a champagne tower. Carly was walking around saying that she didn't feel safe. That reminds me of the Champlain Towers. Rest in peace to them. Thank you so much for the super chat. I appreciate it. Let's see here. Sharon L says, are you coming out with the bra line? Because them things be sitting. Glad I caught a live. It's your hope being for me, sis. Thank you so much. No, I have no bra line. I never thought about that, but I appreciate it. I have no bra line in the works. Just a regular bra for my probably Kohl's. You know, they have good bras at Kohl's. Especially if you're top heavy, honey. So thank you. Aisha Muhammad sent $50. Says, hey, sis, I hope you're doing well and staying safe. As a Muslim, we believe there will come a time when a person that was killed won't know why they were killed. And the person that is the killer won't know why they killed in the state of the world now. Thank you so much for that super chat, sis. I appreciate it. Yeah, it's a lot of things going on in this world spiritually. That's why I just tell folks, you know, you have to be prayed up. You know, pray when you leave your home and pray that you make it back safely. Because it's just a lot of evil stuff going on, you know. And unfortunately, these kids, they don't seem to understand that, you know, social media is a direct tie to a lot of the beefs that we see going on in these streets. I mean, you have little girls now who are sitting here meeting up because of Facebook posts and Instagram posts, and, you know, unliking something is a diss, you know, subtweeting. I mean, it's crazy just how things have gotten, you know, so out of control. So thank you for that. Ashley Miller sent 10, says, I finally started my new job with the state. Just sending some love your way, T. Thank you so much and congratulations on your new job. Let's see here. And Gozy, what's up, sis? She says, hey, T, just showing you some love. Check your PayPal. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, sis. Curly Girl Michaela says, hey, T, been watching you since high school. I'm now in college. Love you. Love you, too. Thank you for coming through. So now, let's see here. I want to go ahead and talk about this situation. This is just embarrassing. I got to talk about this situation with Erica Mena. Now, first of all, Safari still ain't made it home. This man's birthday was damn near 2 weeks ago. He's still in Jamaica, still partying, still dirty winding, still grinding his hips and shit. Okay? So he still ain't made it damn home. So Erica decided to start a page for her baby. Okay, the baby who's in ICU, you know, she's very upset about everything that's going on. So she decided to start an Instagram page. You know, that's the new thing now. People can't just have babies and you know, mind their business. They got to be able to, you know, to maximize the profits. Let's start an Instagram page. Let's get sponsors and all that stuff. So Erica Mena went to go do that. But unfortunately, okay, the internet never sleeps. So what happened is that a page, they were posting some stuff about Sin Santana. This was about 26 weeks ago. They were posting stuff about Sin Santana. And the owner of the page noticed that the initial name was at Gunner2582. Because this person was always in their comment section going back and forth with people, just arguing about Sin Santana, you know, going in on Sin. And so this person realize, well, this is a person that's always been on my page commenting. All of a sudden, the name has changed. So, you know, she's minding her good nosy business. She went to go click on the page, and lo and behold, it was Baby Legend. So she took screenshots and ran to the blogs. She told Glock Topics and a bunch of other blogs, like, this burner page was created by Erica Mena. And so they got all the screenshots. This is embarrassing. They got all the screenshots, and Erica Mena ended up deleting the baby's page. She deleted the baby's whole page. You know, and I've been talking about this for a while, that a lot of these celebrities have burner pages. Who was the one that was caught a few months ago? Was it Doja Cat? It was somebody that was caught a few months ago recently with the burner page. They have forgot to log out. It's happened even to politicians, where they have forgotten to log out of their burner page. And you know what I'm saying? They're saying the same thing as their public profile. Like, they're not realizing they forgot to switch profiles. So it's very embarrassing what happened to Erica. Let me show y'all just some of the stuff that she was just saying to Sin. Like, this is just sad. So this is the burner page. So this person originally wrote, they said, is this the only thing Erica could talk about to get her some clout? This shit is old. I thought they squashed it and made up. So now this. So this is, you see the baby's name? Legend Bryans instead of the Gunna name. It says, you do realize that Erica makes headlines all the time. It never has to do with Sin. It's been like this for years. You can't make this shit up. You can't make this up. I'm sorry, I clicked the wrong button. She's like literally arguing and trying to act like she's a fan. She's trying to act like a super fan. Folks should have known something was up, because who the hell's a super fan of Erica Mena? We like her. She's pretty. She's, you know, cute to look at. Nobody's fucking running around standing for Erica Mena. She's not Beyonce. There's no Erica Mena hive. There's no Erica Mena Navy. There's no Erica Mena gang. So that right there should have, you know, raised alerts. Like, there's got to be Erica Mena. That's why I feel like sometimes when celebs be trying to argue in comment sections, I low-key be feeling it's that celebrity. You know, people are like, oh, that person's obsessed. No, it probably is that celebrity, because you're going a little bit too hard, okay? So then the person goes on to say this. Click Erica's hashtag, then click Sin's. That will prove everything you said to be wrong. And then you see they're replying back to Gunna. Okay? The Legends is the new name, but they're replying back to the Gunner account. So Design2563 says, at Gunner2582, Erica has been out longer than Sin, though. She has more clicks on her hashtag because for the longest, nobody could spell Sin's name correctly. Erica is drama more often. Okay? So then they go, now this is Erica replying back, but you see now it says Legends Bryans. So she's replying back to the designer person, and she says, you must really be stuck on stupid to even think that Erica needs Sin for a headline. Sin can't even make a headline unless she's dating someone. Not even her so-called music made headlines. You can't make this shit up. Okay. And then she's just constantly replying back to this. Look how pressed she is. She's constantly replying back to this person. So again, people, when you're arguing on social media with people and they just won't let it go, 9 times out of 10, it's a celebrity. That's why, especially if it's like a washed up celebrity or a struggle celebrity or a reality TV star. Now, if it's like, if the topic is Beyonce, Beyonce ain't replying back to shit. Okay, she got hardcore fans who speak for her. But when it comes to a lot of these Z-listers, a lot of times you are arguing with the Z-lister, okay? Let me go ahead and finish reading what the hell she damn wrote. Then she goes, at designer, just say you're Sin at this point because you're going way too hard. Ah, the irony, bitch, no you didn't. Because you're going way too hard covering up the lies that Sin loves to tell. Sin can't make a headline ever. Not in her music, only if she's dating. That's where she strikes gold. Other than that, nothing else about her is interesting. You could say Erica's drama. Reality TV stars know drama brings views. But Erica is what made Sin even known. No one would even know Sin without Erica. Sin wasn't charting as long as you mention her, and you know this. The irony, she's accusing the design person of being Sin because, again, it's called projection. She's projecting because she knows she's not Gunna. She's really Erica Mena. So you got the nerve to be asking accusing somebody else of being a burner page. And that's the energy that you are putting out there. You see how they say everything that happens in the dark comes to light. You can't make this shit up. So now Design replies back to the Gunner page and says, and you say you're Erica, you are camping what is too hard for this girl and putting on a fake pedestal. So now this design person is starting to suspect maybe you're Erica. You know what I'm saying? Because something ain't right. You're going a little bit too hard. Because again, it's not Beyonce. It's not the Beehive. Okay? It's not the Barbs. This is somebody like going hard for Erica Mena. So then the person replies back and says, Sin has been lying on Erica for years. She's really lame at this point. And I bet you anything, she's the one like. She probably liked her own comment. I can't click on it and verify, but I'm sure she liked her own comment. So then Design replies back and says, what has she lied about? Then Erica, it's so funny because it says Legend. Replies back to Design and says, well, if she lied about fucking Drake, Fabulous, The Game, Jay Mills, etc., she can lie about anything. That's exactly what she does. I didn't know she lied about all that. Sin's a pretty girl. Why does she have to lie about fucking these guys? I'm sure they would love to smash Sin. You know, she's a pretty girl, I guess. Then she goes on to say this. Okay, then this person named Jazz Bookie Girl replies back to the burner page and says, please, Joe, ask Safari, and he lied, and you was hiding in the hotel because they didn't see you. The fuck? So then she replies back again, and she says this. If she was hiding, Why was the video of her on the horse going so viral? Not to mention the post of her actually laid up on the beach with her actual location. Joe was inquiring about Erica because how insecure Sin is. Safari is a grown man. He don't have to speak on the whereabouts of where his girl is to no man. He did the right thing. That's why Sin's lonely, trying hard to be a singer now. So then they go on to say this. Now she's still replying back to this Jazz girl. She says, Jazz Bookie, if it's on social media, I don't have to be there. That's all the proof in the world because I don't have a photo in my AV means I'm a fake page. The irony, the projection that this girl is doing. People are starting to sense like something's not right with this because she's literally in this comment section arguing with people like for hours, just replying back to folks, attacking them. So at the point, people are starting to be like, well, I'm starting to feel like this is Erica. And so she's saying that she's not. Just because she doesn't have a photo on her AV doesn't mean that she's a fake page. But it's really Erica. This shit is, you can't make this up. So then she says, at Jazz Bookie, I choose not to have followers, just like you choose to be super pathetic and lame. The irony! So now when you click on the baby's name, so they clicked on the legend Brian's name and it took you to this page, to Erica's baby's page. This is sad. This is sad. I don't like this blanket either. It's creepy with all these eyeballs. Very creepy. Illuminati-ish. I'm just kidding. And then she deleted it. So she deleted it. You can't make this up. She deleted everything after she was blasted. Now we got about 9,000 people in here. Please make sure y'all hit the like button. Y'all know I love to read, honey. I was have to get my mother goose on. You cannot make this shit up. When people started suspecting that something wasn't right, like, is this Erica? She had the nerve to shame people, call them lame, call them stupid, make fun of them. And the whole time it was Erica. And how lazy are you that instead of just creating a fresh new page, why not just create a brand new page for your baby? Why would you use a burner page, Erica? Like that damn, she must be going through it, honey. That postpartum got her going through it. She didn't even think, let me just create a whole new page. She was like, but that's how you know she was using that burner, that Gunna burner page to just troll, to troll all around social media that she got so comfortable like, nobody will ever figure this out. It's already activated. Let me just use this page. You know, so that's crazy. I've never seen anything like that ever. So since Santana, let's see here. She replied back. She kept it cute. I was proud of Sin. She kept it cute. This is what Sin Santana had to say. Really didn't say shit. She just put a bunch of sad face emojis. Sin ain't got nothing to say, but I do. Erica Banner, you are batshit crazy. This is ridiculous, and it's not okay. This is the same woman who's always crying about people trying to bully her, disrespect her, be mean to her, and all this stuff. And you yourself just got caught bullying a woman for no reason, you know? And the fact that she's trying to belittle, you know, Sin and talk about her, her music and say that she's better than her and all this other stuff. It's just stupid. So that just lets you know, even back then, she wasn't as happy as she was proclaiming to be. That's why a lot of that stuff on social media, I feel like a lot of that stuff is just a fake facade. Because if you're truly happy and you're balling and you're getting all these Fashion Nova deals and you're that girl, who has time for this? I'm not even popular like that. I don't have time for this shit. I don't have time to create multiple burner pages and defend myself against trolls. Who gives a flying fuck? They'll get over it. They'll come back to watching Love and Hip Hop. That's what trolls do. And maybe they weren't trolling. Maybe they're just people who just genuinely didn't like her. It is what it is. Everybody's not going to be a fan of your shit. Everybody's not a fan of my shit. Who gives a fuck? You know, so I found that just very ironic. And the fact that she was trying to shame people who were onto her was just comical. So, you know, Sin kept it cute, you know, and Sin is dropping new music. I don't know. She posted a link to her new music. So if y'all want to check it out, y'all can go check it out. I've never listened to Sin Santana's music, but I probably will listen to it, you know, just to check it out and support her. But that was some nonsense. Erica should be ashamed. You know, like I said, it's one thing to have a burner account, but why be lazy and just, I'm just going to turn this into my baby's page. No one will ever guess that I was trolling Sin Santana for months. You can't make this shit up. You cannot make it up. Let me see here. Let's see. Essay Sin 499 says, Erica faked a Black-owned business and Shakey exposed her. She used the PayPal Meta Millions for the business account. Wow. So she's done this before. That's a shame. Let's see here. Dom sent $5 says, best reading ever. Thank you so much. Appreciate you. Thanks for coming through. The real Arredondo says, you better read, Mother Goose. Thank you so much. I appreciate the super chat. Marilyn sent $14.99. Says, I forgot to tell you, T, long time now. Okay, thank you so much. I appreciate the love and thank you for the super chats. Okay, so people are saying that Sin's song is dope. Okay, I'm going to have to definitely check it out. Yeah, this was a spicy ordeal. You know what I mean? The whole thing is messy as hell. But yeah, that was sad. Like, that was crazy. I wasn't expecting that from Erica. So now, let me go ahead. I want to speak on this whole Summer Walker situation. Oof, this situation is messy as well. So Summer Walker's going through it. Now, we got over 9,000 people viewing. We got 2,000 likes. Please hit that like button that we can have more people come up in here. Show love if you're enjoying this stream. If I'm keeping you entertained, hit the like button. Don't cost shit, okay? So Summer Walker is going through it. Summer Walker is now a mother. Her baby's father is London on the track. So she was upset because recently Gossip in the City and other blogs were saying that Summer is not taking care of her daughter. And they're basically insinuating that London on the track is doing more for the child than Summer Walker is. So she got really, really upset. So I'm going to go ahead and kind of show you these here. So this person posted, Gossip of the City posted a rumor that you don't want your baby and never have your child. And you left her with your best friend, Ashley's mom, for 10 days straight at Summer Walker. So this is what started everything. And excuse me. This is London on the track with the baby. And he's writing Big Daddy Duties. So he's been posting a lot with the child. And people feel like because he's always posting with the child and not Summer, that she's not doing what she needs to do. So she's really, really upset. I'm gonna play y'all the video now.
I am with my baby every single day unless I have to go to work. And even when I have to go to work, I'll be fucking crying, bro. Before I just went to this session with Pharrell, I was crying in the car, crying on the way there, just fucking boo-hooing. Every time I try to take my child, when I try to take her to BT, nobody wants me to take her on the plane because COVID is out here. With my baby every single day, unless I have.
Okay, so let me go ahead and read to you guys this other post that she made here. Pull this up. Okay, so she says here, I'm the full caretaker of my child. That man pulls up on the weekends with his mama and his gifts for a day or two, takes his pics, but I do all the work when I'm not at work. So once again, suck a dick. Then she says, make sure to live your life for you, because regardless, someone will always be dissatisfied with your behavior. They'll say you're too happy or too sad, you're too quiet or too loud. You spend too much or you don't spend enough. The list goes on. Bottom line, just do you. So that is what she had to say about the situation. So a lot of people are kind of going in on Summer. You know, and I feel bad for her. Like, I like Summer Walker. I think she's a sweet girl. For the most part, she tends to keep to herself. But I think a lot of people are kind of finding joy in this because for so long, Summer would kind of, you know, shade London on the tracks, other babies' mothers. Because I think he has like 3 or 4 kids. Chad, I can't keep up. I know he has 2 other baby mothers. And she would always throw shade at them and they were always crazy or they were hating because, you know, she was with him and all this stuff. And now she's part of the baby mama brigade, okay? And she's getting the same treatment as those other women. And this is why as women, we have to be careful knocking other women's situations, especially if you then turn around and find yourself in that same situation. Because he can make it sound a certain way. He can make it sound like, oh, you know, my baby mother is crazy. She won't let me see my child and all this and that. And then when you end up being the baby mama, now you see what the other baby mothers were going through. So that's what a lot of people are saying to her, you know, that you for months, well, for years, would go in on these other women and clown them and, you know, throw shade at them. And now he's doing you the same way where he's just coming as he feels. Coming to get his child as he feels, taking a picture for social media, and then leaving you to do the majority of the work the rest of the week. So a lot of people were like just pointing that out. And it was just, I don't know, it was just sad just to watch that play out and people just, you know, dragging her. But at the end of the day, that is their business, right? But I think the fact that he's constantly posting pictures of the baby, even though he's covering the baby's face, and she doesn't post pictures of the baby, I think maybe he's trying to spin a narrative that he's more consistent in the baby's life than she is. But Summer will post pictures of herself. She's never wanted her child all over social media, which definitely makes sense. You know, you don't want the trolls like all, you know, in your business and talking about your child. So I don't blame her for not posting her child all over social media. But I also see the irony in the fact that she would go in so much on the other baby's mothers only to find herself in the same situation, you know? So kind of almost like the Tyana Williams situation and Ari Fletcher, how she was cool with being the side chick and Ari was the crazy one and this and that. And now she's the baby's mother and now she's definitely feeling away, you know, with her baby's father partying and going out and stuff like that, leaving her at home. So the whole situation is very interesting. How long have I been on here? Oh, I've been on here for almost an hour. Time is flying. I'm not ready to go yet. So now, I also wanted to talk about this Kim Kardashian situation before I go here. I thought this was very interesting. So if you guys do not know, now I've met this little girl. She's a sweet little girl. That girl, Lele. And basically, out of the blue, she took to social media to accuse Kim Kardashian of making her take down her TikTok video that she did with Northwest. So I'm going to go ahead and share this with you guys here real quick. So this was the post that she had posted. And she says, at Kim Kardashian, text me to take down the new TikTok video with North in it. I don't know why they invited me to their house. This industry sucks. Then she goes on to say, I asked what did I do wrong? And they didn't answer me. So confused on what this industry is, just trying to make good, positive music for the hashtag never give up. So when people saw that, folks were dragging Kim Kardashian, saying, oh, you can let your child, you know, sing her songs and use her. But then now you're forcing her to take down TikTok videos. Like, they were really going in on Kim. So much so that Kim's CMO, Tracy Romulus, she came out and she basically spoke on the situation and shut the shit down. So let me go ahead and read this to you guys here. So this is what her CMO says. She says, to be clear, it was me who contacted Lele's dad, grown up to grown up. Kim never reached out to this child. I'm sorry it was not explained to her in a way for her to understand because I very clearly explained it to the dad. But Lele was invited over a year ago for a private child's play date, not to be filmed, for that footage to be used in a music video over a year later. The play date came about because North was a fan and loved to cover her songs. Kim invited Lele over to their home, not knowing they would want to film North. However, North's parents did allow for one TikTok to be posted after the play date and ended. It was learned that they had filmed her for several of them. As Lele grows older and she continues to have a career in the industry, she will have to learn that nobody can film you and use your image without permission. North is an 8-year-old child who is not on social media and is well within her parents' right to say how and when their daughter's image can be used for promotional purposes, just like it is well within Lele's parents' right to say yes or no when it comes to their child's image. Okay? So she shut that shit down. And I'm glad she did, because at the end of the day, regardless of the situation, that is Kim Kardashian's child. And if there wasn't paperwork in place, y'all know Kim is about her bag. So you're not going to use her child's likeness to promote a music video and they're not getting a cut. You know, there's nothing signed. So I don't blame her, because again, if the shoe was on the other foot, will Lele's mom allow, you know, a random person to just use her image and make money off of it? Absolutely not. So people then started going at Lele and accusing her of being messy, or whoever ran her page of being messy, because they felt like, well, why would you even post this? You know, why would you say anything? Like, why would you accuse Kim of this? And, you know, now that the other person has come out and shut everything down, now the family's coming out and saying that they didn't do that. So let me see if I can find that post really quick here. Because they came out to say that basically it wasn't them who posted it. Okay. Here it is. You know, people love to backtrack and pussy pop, honey. Okay. All right. This is what they're saying here. They're saying Lele did not make that post, nor does she know the post was made. Lele is not in contact with Kim. Lele's IG account is not managed by me at Shade Room. So that came from Lele's mom, and Tanique. So she's saying that her daughter didn't post it. And I don't think that that sounded like her daughter. Like, I don't, because I think Lele's like, what, 10, 11-ish? I'm thinking all that, oh, the industry's dirty. Oh, the industry's bogus. That sounds like a man to me. I don't think Lele posted it either. But somebody in Lele's camp definitely did. You can't just scream that you had nothing to do with this and that you didn't post that. Well, who's running her social media account? Obviously, it's the father, because the lady, the CMO, she said that she spoke to Lele's dad. So Lele's dad has to be the one running that. And because he didn't get his way, then he tried to, you know, spin this into I hate Kim and the industry so dirty situation. And when Kim's, whatever the lady is, CMO came out and blasted them and brought receipts, like, no, this is unacceptable. And I'm the one who called. I'm the one who explained it. Then it's like, okay, now y'all look crazy. So now the mom is trying to distance herself from the situation, which I don't blame her. I would be trying to distance myself too. So the whole situation is nuts. You know, and that's the part that can be hard when you're trying to build relationships in the industry, especially when it comes to children, because you want it to be genuine. You don't want somebody coming over and the whole thing is, I want to post this on social media. I want to show people that I'm rubbing shoulders with the Kardashians and I'm over here kicking it. And I think for Lele, because she's a child, and like I said, I've met her, just the sweetest little girl. And I think because she's a child, she generally went over there just to play and hang out, you know, because kids are not worried about all the nuances of shit. It's usually the adults. You know what I'm saying? I think she probably would have played the whole day and had fun. But of course, somebody got in her ear and was like, do a TikTok. Ask to do a TikTok. You know what I'm saying? So Kim allowed her to do one TikTok. And then a year later, y'all want to post it and embed it in the video. That's not how life works. You can't do it. You can't do it. So, you know, the whole situation was crazy. But I'm glad that, you know, Kim did defend herself, and, you know, and I'm glad that they just shut it down. So I think Lele's dad was behind that post, since the mother's basically blasting them, you know, blasting the person. If the mother's saying it's not her, we know it's not the child Lele who did it. So nine times out of ten, it was the father who did it. He hasn't come out and say anything. He hasn't said anything since all this went down. So very interesting. Let's see here. Ben Rin says, I just sent a super chat, but I didn't know how to type on the last one. Love you, team. My name is Evelyn. Thank you so much, Evelyn. Thanks for coming through. Appreciate you. Catrice Martinson, $4.99. Thank you, Catrice. Maylee LaFortune says, hey, T, I finally caught a live. You look absolutely stunning, by the way. I recently watched your How to Twist and Dreadlock Your Hair video. LOL. I'm hoping to join the Discord soon. XOXO. Thank you so much, and thanks for coming through. I appreciate you. Shay Shola sent $10. Thank you, Shay. She says, do you think Nicki re-releasing her mixtape has anything to do with Lil Wayne selling Young Money catalog? And do you think Nicki was shading Megan during her live with Bia? I don't watch Nicki Minaj's live, so I don't know. So I'm not going to speak on something I didn't watch. But I wouldn't be surprised. She was with Megan shading Cardi, you know? So, yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I just don't know. But thank you for the super chat. Let's see here. Draco and Kodak says, T, don't go yet. I love your streams. Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Thank you for coming through. I know I've been on an hour now. But those are really all the topics I wanted to hit on, to tell you the truth. Let me see. Let me make sure I got everything. Those were like the main topics I wanted to just talk about real quick. And I hit them all. I mean, unless y'all want to talk about something for the next 10 minutes, I'm about to leave. Look, somebody said, what the F question was that? Get the hell out of here. Mal says, do you like Nicki? I don't have an issue with Nicki. I'm just not a fan. Her fans get on my fucking nerves. I've said this. I don't know how many times I got to say this. When your fans continuously troll and disrespect me, that turns me off to you as an artist. So it's not even so much Nicki, it's her fans, you know? And so why talk about something that I'm just, I haven't watched it. I'm not going to come on here and be disingenuous or lie or say, yeah, she was shading. I didn't watch it. So I don't want to perpetuate a lie. You know what I'm saying? So I'm always going to be honest. So yes, it's her fans. You know, fans can make you just really not fool with an artist after a while. So let's see here. Okay. And if you like her, that's fine. If I'm not a fan, why do you care? Right? So you support her. And if that's your favorite artist, that's great. Did I tell you not to support her? Did I ever come on here and say, don't support her music, don't listen to her? I've never said that. So my thing is, why do y'all get so pressed if certain people like certain artists and not other artists? If you're a fan, then you should be content with just being a fan of that artist, right? I'm just saying. A little gypsy girl says, I'm glad you said it, T. Yeah, I'm going to keep it real, honey. Let's see here. Carizzi Sanfai says, what are your thoughts on billionaires racing to space? I think they know something that we don't know. You know, the fact that so many rich people are buying, you know, plots of land on the moon and are racing to get up there, to me, just does not sit well with me. It's like, where the hell are all y'all going? We want to go. Don't leave us down here to burn and shit. We're trying to go to the moon with y'all, but there's not enough room on their rocket ship, apparently. But I definitely think there's something in the mix with everything when it comes to, like, you know, Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk and all these people running off. Now, I want to end up doing maybe a podcast about this, but I definitely feel like there's something going on with the money system, the banking system. If you guys don't know, Wells Fargo recently announced that they are getting rid of personal credits for people. So they're getting rid of a lot of, like, personal lines of credit. And if you have personal lines of credits that you were approved for, but you're not using, they're getting rid of it altogether. So I think there's definitely something going on in the financial institution there's something going on with Bitcoin. There's stuff going on with, you know, with the stock market. And I think that a lot of these billionaires know something that we, the regular public, don't know. And I think that's the part that's disturbing. Let's see here. Static Shot Nini says, hey, T, Herbo cheated on Tiana with Ari before. She got with Moneybagg. Yeah, I remember that when he got arrested for putting hands on her and he was telling the police, I just fucked her yesterday. I don't know why she's tripping. I remember that. Yeah. And I feel no ways. You know, that's what these rap dudes do. So, you know, Tiana wanted him so bad and thought, you know, it'd be something different. Well, good luck to her. It is what it is. But thank you for the super chat. Maria says, please talk a little bit about the Haitian president. I'm not talking about that on YouTube. I did a whole 2-hour Discord on the whole thing Friday. So we had a really good discussion. We had some of our Haitian, you know, Discord members. They spoke on it as well. So, yeah, we already touched on that topic. Let's see. Lady D says, Cat Williams says something. 16 new super Earth. I haven't heard about that. I haven't heard about that. Thank you for the super chat, though. Antonio says, hey, T, I love what you do. What do you think about the Wendy Williams situation? Oh, the one about the boy, Swavey. I talked about that on Instagram. I don't know what's going on with Wendy. I don't know if she doesn't want to do her job anymore, if she's just getting older. But I try to watch the interview that she did with Monica. And it was just really cringy. Like, she just doesn't know basic facts. And she has people in her ear feeding her stuff. You know, she has like a whole team. Like, sometimes, you know, I might forget certain things. I have to look to the chat, but it's just me. Like, she has a whole professional team with her. Like, she was saying things to Monica like, you know, yeah, you and your husband had a show before, and I really enjoyed watching it. Monica's like, no, we didn't. We never had our solo show. I've always been on Family Hustle. Oh, okay. Well, I thought that was somebody else. Then she goes, so now that you're getting a divorce, how is your daughter and your stepson's taking it? And I'm like, what the fuck is she talking about? And Monica's like, no. That's my daughter and those are my two sons. My two sons are my husband's stepsons. They're not mine. I don't know. Did y'all watch it? It was really disturbing to watch. It just seems like she's kind of losing it. No disrespect. And then it was something else that she said to Monica as well. Oh, her baby's father. And so she was like, okay, so who are your sons by? Aren't your sons by Block? And I'm like, are you serious? Did you just accuse her of having kids by Block? Everybody knows that Block is Candy's daughter's baby's father, right? Monica's two boys are by Rocco. I mean, I guess Rock and Block rhyme, but I had to tune out. I said, this is ridiculous at this point. At this point, you're disrespecting the guest by not even knowing the basics of her life. So I don't know what's going on with her. Her getting upset about the boy having 2 million followers. To be honest, I didn't know who Swavey was, you know, because I'm not on TikTok like that. But I'm not going to be like, oh, I can't believe he had 2 million followers. You know, like she was like almost mad that there's a whole crop of people outside of the celebrity sphere that are just as famous and just as big as these, you know, name brand celebrities. You know, welcome to the real world. The old guards are changing. Now you have people with millions of followers on Instagram and TikTok, and they've never been in a movie. They've never been on a television show. So Wendy needs to get with the times. I thought it was very disrespectful. Like, I could see if you were saying that, and then you went on to say, oh, he went viral because of this funny video. But you go on to talk about his murder. It's really disturbing. You know, and even the fact that the boy who shot him went on TikTok and went, oh, I shot him in self-defense. Him and his boys was coming out. I mean, it's just like, these kids don't even understand. Like, you literally just incriminated yourself. Because unless you can really prove that it was self-defense, you just admitted to a murder on TikTok. So, I don't know. I just didn't like it. I didn't like it. I thought it was sad. Shay Hood sends $20. She says, I still don't understand why you're not at a million. Like, really, child? I don't know either, but I'm not even worried about it. at this point, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I still get my views. I still got my money coming in, so I'm not even worried about numbers. It's just numbers at the point. You know, YouTube is going to do what they want to, you know, with silencing and not pushing my channel and unsubscribing people. People constantly getting unsubscribed, but there's nothing I can do about it. That's why I'm glad I have other platforms that people can follow me on outside of YouTube. So we're going to keep doing the thing. Let's see here. Somebody said, please do a podcast on rich men, space, and finances. Thank you for the super chat, Angel. I appreciate you. Yeah, I definitely want to talk about some of the things that's going on with these YouTubers. There's a lot of scammy shit going on with the white YouTube sector. A lot of people fronting. I'm not going to talk about it in this stream. I'm probably doing another stream or a podcast about it, but there's a lot of scammy shit going on. And it's funny how they're allowed to get away with so much stuff. So much stuff that black YouTubers can never get away with. Oh, am I freezing up? Oh, wow. Okay. So it looks like it's really, really freezing. All right. Did it stop? I think it's working now. All right. Let me see here. Van Daisha Taylor says, T.U. Oz make me laugh. I love your laugh. It's helping me with my mental break. Thank you so much, sis. I appreciate you for coming through. Campson 999 says, just wanted to give you a shout out to all the positive black kids staying out the streets. Excuse me. Can't think of the young girl that's a b-ball phenomenon, but she just won the spelling bee. My allergies are kicking in. It's like my throat has been like just burning all day. I'm sorry. Zalfruit says, hey, T, what do you think about what's happening in the UK right now? It's a lot of stuff going on in the UK, in Cuba, Haiti. There's a lot of unrest globally. I've just been following up with it. I don't have like a opinion one way or another. I'm just staying on top of it and just, you know, really looking into the situation to find out what's, you know, what's causing a lot of the unrest. But I think Cuba is like, I don't know if they're trying to like break away or what they're trying to do, but the Cuban drama is getting really bad. And I know a lot of people were in Miami marching. I think like the past 24 hours, they've been like really, really marching and standing in solidarity with Cuba. So it's so much stuff going on globally. It's crazy. Let me see. I'm going to read one more super chat here. Tamika W says, did you see Nivea's interview where she said Lil Wayne convinced her to stop singing and told her he would take care of her only to marry Toya? I have not seen it. I know Candy did it. I have not watched it. Again, why would you put your talents on the back burner for anybody? If those are your talents and that's what you want to do, you never put your hopes and dreams in somebody else. It's not even about depending on a man, because it could have been a woman. It could have been a mother, father. You never depend on somebody else to take care of you. If those are your dreams, you got to put that shit full force, because if he was really supporting you and your goals, he would not tell you to stop. So to me, that was all about control. How are you going to tell her to quit something that she loves and then turn around and be with somebody else? So it seems like she's been burnt a lot, and a lot of her issues stem behind men. So I don't know. I got to watch it. But I mean, she's talked about a lot of this stuff in the past, the bad contracts and, you know, the drama with her baby's fathers and stuff like that. So I don't know if she's really revealing anything, you know, that's new, but I'll definitely check it out. But I think that's sad. Like, you don't. Sorry. It's about control. She should have put her best foot forward, period, point blank. And she can sing. She has a beautiful voice. She had some really good hit songs. So why stop when you're at the top of your game? It doesn't make any sense. And look at Lil Wayne now. He's gone from woman to woman to woman to woman. And you're here being like an old singer from the 2000s on Candy's couch, where she could probably have been, you know, in a position like an Alicia Keys, you know, on that, you know, type of level. But now when you hear Nivea's name, It's just like, oh, she made that song, Don't Mess With My Man. And she's a dope writer, you know what I'm saying, very talented. So that's really sad that she allowed Lil Wayne to discourage her to further her talents. So, yeah, you can't do that. You can't do that. You got to think for yourself. Somebody says Charlamagne the God co-signed his podcast buddy, and now he's Vlad 2.0. I'm not surprised. Chi-Chi says, I love Wendy, but she's on that powder, like clam chowder for real. Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Wendy. Like I said, that Monica interview, I had to tune out. Like when she just kept was just mixing up stuff, it's almost like she just did no history, no background. And Monica is somebody that's always supported Wendy's show. So I felt like the fact that Monica would sneak and go on Wendy's show, even when people would tell Monica, don't fool with Wendy, don't go on her show, you know, and things like that. And Monica still went to go support her. For Wendy to not even know the basics of who her husband is, who her baby's father is, the fact that she said that she had two stepsons, when we all know that those are Monica's children, it felt like a slap in the face. I didn't like it. Lala Daniel says, will you be at the Ultimate Women's Expo this year? I wish, but no. Maybe next year. Everything has just been so hectic this year, and I was going to do it in 2020, and then everything shut down. So maybe next year. But this year, I would not be at Ultimate Women's Expo. But I had such a good time in 2019 in Arizona, and then I was going to do one in Atlanta as well in 2020, but everything shut down. So I'm looking forward to 2022. So thank you for that. Let's see here. Tia says, hey, Tia, I'm glad to see you flourishing and speaking. 1 million followers over you. You single-handedly got me through COVID. Congrats on your home. Drink water. Thank you so much. And I'm really glad I was able to help you through that whole situation. I'm glad for the most part it's over. I'm just over the whole C-19 mess, you know, and everything that's just come with it. But yeah. I'm about to get ready to like lay it down. These allergies are kicking my butt and got my throat hurting. I'm over here coughing. But I got my water, so that's helped. What's up, Emily? Emily sent 20. She says, I'm late to the live, just stopping by to show you some love. Thank you so much, sis. Let me know if you up tonight so we could talk. I watched some of that, what's the dude? iDubbbz. I saw his new video that you sent me, so I'm definitely feeling that. We're definitely going to have to talk about that. iDubbbz dropped a new video basically going in on, what is that, Logan, like the Paul brothers. So he dropped that video earlier today. Like I said, the scamming on YouTube right now with a lot of these, like the mega rich YouTubers, is crazy. Everybody from the Ace family, they're talking about them losing their home to potential foreclosure, to rice gum, and just all these scams with these Bitcoins that they're creating, these pump and dump scams. Yeah, I can't wait to talk about that, honey. So on that note, you guys, I'm about to get ready to go. Got one more super chat. Have you heard about England versus the Italy soccer game? There were three black boys on the team that caused England to lose, and the racism is coming out. Wow. Nope, I did not hear about that, but I'm not surprised. Now all of a sudden it's not a team sport. Now it's just these three black guys that caused the team to lose. Okay. All right. I'm not surprised. Thank you, Sasha Johnson, for the $5 super chat. All right, you guys. I've been on here for an hour and 17 minutes. So I'm going to go ahead and get ready to leave. But thank you guys so much for joining me. I hope you guys had a good time during this stream. I'm glad I got to break down the whole Erica Mena drama with Sin Santana. That is just a damn mess. Hopefully Erica will just take some time off of social media. Just worry about that baby. Don't worry about setting up social media pages. Just focus on the baby and the baby's well-being. Because what I saw, what she did with Sin 26 weeks ago was just a mess. So on that note, you guys, everybody have a good evening. I will talk to you guys later. Good night. Bye.